Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 8th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we have the privilege of preparing and sharing these messages that we hope will encourage you on this beautiful but very cold Thursday here in South Central Pennsylvania where we live. We want to share two scriptures today, and the title of the message is called The Bible Road. The scriptures are Proverbs 14, verse 12, and 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17.
There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Well, this Monday, as we drove back home from our ministry trip to northern Pennsylvania, we traveled through central Pennsylvania and passed a sign that Brooksine said, we ought to get a picture of that sign. It was a street sign off the main highway. The street's name, the road's name, was the Bible Road. And it was actually an official, probably township sign. We thought it would be neat to live on the Bible Road, and many of you will recall a childhood song, and if you're like us, you'll immediately recall the words.
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand up on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Amen. I'm glad she sang that. I pointed it to her, and we didn't discuss the singing it before. Well, we're thankful for the Bible Road. The spirit of lawlessness is growing rapidly in our time. Here in America, we're dealing with issues practically unimaginable just a generation ago, or for that matter, even several years ago. These issues signal a return to the turbulent biblical period of the Judges, when the people became their own authority and acted on their own opinions of what is right and wrong. The writer portrays the spiritual climate with these words, "Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." It is also descriptive of our own time period today.
Well, I pray that God will give each reader deep discernment to understand the times and fill you with a firm resolve to remain faithful to God. In a remarkable prophetic statement in Daniel 12:10, we read these words, "The wicked will act wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand, but those who have insight will understand." I seek God for insight to understand and believe the timeless truths of the Bible are God's appointed means to convey His plan for our lives. We indeed need to be on the Bible Road.
Well, an interesting aspect of our first daily verse is that it's repeated twice, verbatim, in the book of Proverbs. It seems that the Holy Spirit wants to make doubly sure that we are absolutely get this one. It's clear, straightforward, same with a timeless truth. Well, there are many ways that seem right to man, but only one way that leads to life. The world is full of those other ways, though.
Many are on the road to the New Age way. Others are walking on the road to the naturalistic way. Still others are traveling the road of the psychic way, essentially placing their faith in the world of demons. And sadly, there are many church members trusting in the religious way. But if they don't follow Christ, who said, "I am the way," such membership is another way that will lead to death.
It's interesting to me that the early church was known as the way. We read that in Acts chapter 9, verse 2. I'm sure this was based on a statement Christ had made that many have memorized. He stated in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
The second daily verse is a tremendous text concerning the inspiration and authority of the Holy Scriptures. During our 30 years of ministry, many of the children that I've taught, many who are now adults, will recall my enjoyment of putting Scriptures to familiar music so that it becomes a teaching aid to kids and adults as a memory aid. And there are lots of scriptures that I've memorized and put with no effort memorized in this way. And so, Stephen, got us to sing it today.
Well, I have a link, and again, you're listening to the podcast, you have to go to the website today, www.dailyencouragement.net. The message for March 8th, 2007, and we made a little audio with Brooksine and Esther singing this song.
Second Timothy 3:16 and 17.
Well, today there are indeed many ways that seem right. The vital question of life we all must consider and answer for ourselves is, am I going His way? Am I on the Bible road?
Let's pray together. Father, I am thankful for the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures that provides an objective and accurate guide for every season of my life. The Bible is a lamp unto my feet and a light for the path that lies before me. It teaches, convicts, corrects, and trains me in the ways of godliness. Though many will choose other authorities to guide their lives, I choose your holy book to equip me for the works you've called me to do in your name. I rely on its inspired texts to sustain me in my lifetime commitment to walk in your ways. Amen.
Well, amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. And thank you for joining us today with our podcast for Daily Encouragement Net. We hope our message has been a blessing and a reminder of the need to stay on the Bible road in the right way. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our web ministry is on the internet at dailyencouragement.net. Today, especially, we want to call attention again to the song we have both Brooksine and Esther singing. Also, I have a number of photos up today, including an outstanding photo of a tree I took early this morning when we had some tremendous photographic conditions. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. And once again, be encouraged.